This Sunday, a funeral will take place throughout Newark. A funeral for violence and anger. WBGO's Alexandra Hill sat down with Dupre Kelly, one-third of the legendary hip-hop group Lords of the Underground and the founder of 211 Community Impact Group, to talk about how he hopes the event will impact not only the victims of violent crime, but those who are committing acts of violence within their own communities.
Dupre, thank you for joining me on the WBGO Journal. So you have this event happening this weekend, the Funeral for Violence in Newark. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with this concept.
We were in a studio session and we heard all of these sirens, you know, because I live downtown Newark, New Jersey. So we heard all of these sirens going on. And usually I can kind of get a temperature, you know, and test the thermostat of what's going on in the city when you live in the Central Ward and downtown where all of the hospitals and the big police stations are connected to. If they start going haywire, you know something is going wrong in the city. You know, it's just like having your finger on the pulse. So we were actually in the studio session and we heard these sirens. And come to find out later, it was a friend of mine who got killed in a gas station. And they said he was connected to some gang violence or whatever. But my engineer that was at the studio session that night, he said, man, we have to do something. And I said, yeah, we do. But what do we do other than marching? What do we do other than the things that the mayor and his nonprofit were doing at the time? What do we do? And we said, man, we need to have a funeral, you know? And it was like, well, a funeral? I was like, yeah, let's bury the violence. Let's just have, for optics view, let's make this the biggest funeral in the city so that when people see it, they'll say, wow, who's died? You know, who has died and whose funeral is this? We want it to be the biggest funeral just so people can realize, you know, what goes on in our city.
So it sounds like you're going to have some really powerful visuals during this funeral for violence. Tell me, how exactly is this going to play out?
There are 5 wards in Newark, New Jersey, as all of the Newarkers know. In each one of these wards, we partnered with a funeral home who will start the procession in that particular ward at 11 a.m. When that procession starts in that ward, we have ward captains who will rile up the people, make sure that they're lining up all at 11 a.m. and talk about specifically what's happening in that ward and the violence and the crime. And then that procession will be led down by the funeral home and the police down to Lincoln Park in Newark, New Jersey, across from 1060 Broad Street. And then the cars will line up. They will have the pallbearers take the caskets out. They will open up the caskets. People will then line up to have a viewing. Now, being that there's nobody in the casket, we're putting what we want in the casket. We're going to bury anger. We're going to bury fear. We're going to bury violence. We're going to bury domestic violence. We're going to bury child abuse. We're going to bury homelessness. We're going to bury all of these things. And symbolically, how we're burying it, we're giving cards, index cards, and markers. And whatever you feel that you want to bury, you want to bury your husband cheating on you, whatever it is, you get to throw this into the casket as symbolically burying it and getting rid of it. It has now died to you. You know, it has now died to the city.
As you know, we're going through a renaissance here, or many say we're going through a renaissance in the city of Newark. And many people try to sweep the violence under the rug for the sake of the reputation of Newark. But you're facing it head on. Why?
You know, sometimes we get complacent, we get comfortable, and we think that if we do the surface things, that it heals the root. But it doesn't. Surface just cleans the surface. It does not heal the root. And a lot of our young people and a lot of our youthful people are connected to the root, to the source of the action, to the problems. And you have to deal with them head on. You have to be straight up with them. And you have to be a man or a woman of your word, because if you're not, then they lose trust. And once they lose trust, then they lose commitment. Once they lose commitment, then they lose the connectivity and the connection to the city. You lose the connection of the people to the city, then guess what? You've lost your city. So we don't want our elected officials to be one of the causes of losing our city. They have to be more hands-on. They have to be more in tune of what's happening, not just downtown Newark, but in our neighborhoods, in our crevices and cracks of Newark, New Jersey, in the bowel of Newark, New Jersey. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to clean the septic tank, is we're going to have to go into the bowel of the gut and really give it a cleansing. And with that being said, that takes getting your hands dirty. And when people get comfortable, they no longer want to get their hands dirty.
What kind of impact do you hope that this will have on the city and the victims of the violence and the youth?
The more people that come out, the more impact that we make. The more people that we touch, the more people get the message. And the message is really changing the mentality of the people who are committing the crimes, and also a day of healing, allowing the victims and the family members, the friends of victims of violent crimes, getting able to it's like therapy, to talk to their community, to let them know how they feel and some of the new ideas that they believe that can help. Because the families are not hurting alone, but our city is hurting, our streets are hurting. That's a problem. And we're not having those conversations. When I was 7 years old, I saw my first gun violence. I lived on 17th Street and Clinton Avenue, 914 South 17th Street at the time. And I saw a friend a guy who lived on the block, his name was Lance. And I think Lance was 16 or 17. I was seven. I saw Lance get shot in the stomach 2 feet away from me. He died. Nobody ever came to talk to me and say, how do you feel? What did that make you feel like? What is gun violence? Nobody. They just told me, get from over there and get on the porch. So it's not until I got older and understood what that was and what that meant. But imagine other people who have worse situations and nobody to talk to, nobody to hear them out, nobody to share their stories with. And now it's time for Newark, New Jersey, the residents of Newark, New Jersey, the people who are committing the crime, to hear how it has affected our community. Because sometimes it's so normal to us, when we see violence, we go like, oh, okay. But when you hear the effects that it has on other people, that it has on a community, that it has on our educational system, that it has on our workforce, that it has on our families, then you kind of, you know, change your mindset a little bit. And we hope that that will happen this Sunday on September 30th.
Dupre Kelly, one-third of the legendary hip-hop group Lords of the Underground, community activist, former Newark City Council candidate, thank you so much for coming in and joining me on the WBGO Journal.
Appreciate you, Ms. Hill.